Labor Shadow Foreign Sec-backed Gender Balanced and Diverse Woke Military. By Jack Montgomery on January 24, 2021. Labor Shadow Foreign Secretary and Biden fan Lisa Nandi MP-backed calls for the British Army, Royal Air Force, and Royal Navy to be reforged as woke human security services which would be gender balanced and ethnically diverse. The Labor politician, who recently praised U.S. leader Joe Biden as a woke guy who appointed an amazingly strong woman of color who is also pro-abortion, as his running mate, mentioned the trans community in his victory speech, and stood up for the Black Lives Matter protesters, said the report containing the proposals was really inspirational and based on the beliefs that I also share. Titled A Progressive Foreign Policy for New Times, the report by the Open Labor Group said it was time to consider a real shift in the nature of our services from classic armed forces to what one might call human security services, which would include the military but would also include police, engineers, aid workers, or health workers, and would be gender balanced and ethnically diverse, according to the Mail on Sunday. Their central task would be to protect human security and in cases of war to dampen down violence rather than intervene on one side or the other. They report added, not providing a great deal of clarity on what such a policy might actually look like. It was hinted strongly that it would not entail a great deal of focus on the defense of the realm or border security. However, stressing that human security is about the security of individuals and the communities in which they live rather than about the security of states and borders. Boris Johnson's governing Conservative Party, also known as the Tories, and the mainstream media newspapers which align with it have made many allusions to its supposed efforts to fight a war on woke, with promises to protect monuments from vandals or iconoclastic local government officials and possibly look at reforming laws on so-called hate speech brought in by the previous Labour government. Actual action, however, has been thin on the ground, with a senior police officer who allowed an unlawful protest mob to topple a historic statue in broad daylight being rewarded with a medal in the latest honors list, while an officer who shared an allegedly distasteful George Floyd meme in private messages is facing criminal charges for being grossly offensive. Indeed, when asked if he believed Joe Biden was woke, the prime minister insisted there was nothing wrong with being woke, perhaps signifying a more open left turn now that a Democrat controls the White House in the United States. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.